can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Let's get to it, indeed. It is time to change the world. You know, it's interesting because I'm thinking today is Labor Day, and it's a holiday for so many people. And here we are working live, and it's not just me. There are so many of us in the studio to make this and other shows happen today. And I am so grateful. I just want to give a quick shout out to AJ and Jennifer of the Joint Studios. And of course, we got Malcolm here. A shout out to him who's working today. And in the studio, actually, I mean, it just feels like family and friends. And this is just getting more and more and more fun. You can't see him on camera if you go to thejointstudios.com, but you can see me. And sitting next to me, we have sitting in for Mark Lejeune is our co-host of the day, Scott. Now, I say Bertone, but it's really...
You can say Bertone.
It's really Bertone, yeah, actually, Bertone. But it's Bertone.
In Italy, it is Bertone.
Okay.
But I'm American, so it's
okay. Bertone. Okay, so Scott Bertone, who's a friend of Mark's and now a friend of mine. And so he's here, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. It's been a dream of mine for a long time.
To be on the show.
Just with sitting with you.
Okay. Well, there it is. And this is going to be great. But we've got a friend all the way from San Diego. Victoria's here. Hi, Victoria. And then, of course, Dorothy's in the studio with us and our guest. So it just gets more and more exciting. And, you know, what's interesting is that we're also learning that more and more people are tuning in and they're making suggestions as to, you know, let's talk about this, or why don't you have this kind of thing on? And it feels like a conversation really happening here. So I'm happy about this conversation.
Yeah, this conversation's very interesting. You know, I don't know much about the medium of channeling, and so I'm very extremely, extremely happy to be learning about it.
Well, we're going to learn, and we're also going to get to ask some questions. We're talking about Lady Ashtar, otherwise known as Dr. Terry Simons, who's a doctor of ministry in New Thought Ministry. She's also an author. And she is an ambassador of love and peace for the Ascended Master Ashtar. She is affiliated with the International Metaphysical Ministry. She holds a Doctor of Ministry degree through the University of Metaphysics and the University of Sedona. And she's always on a national and international tour somewhere. So we are grateful that she's here with us today because we can have, well, she and Ashtar, who will be here later on. But she regularly appears on TV shows and other people's radio shows, and so we're glad that she's here on ours. So we'll be talking to her right after this when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo, from live from the Joint Studios in Burbank.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
It sure is, and we're back here on Life Changes with Filippo. And you know, Scott, you alluded to it just a moment ago, but we didn't really say that Lady Ashtar or Dr. Terry Simmons or Simons is a channel. Channel,
yeah, it's a big thing
for a lot of people.
Yeah, it really is. I've been really once I found out she was the guest and I was going to be on the show, I really dug in and wanted to know what does this mean and how does this work, and it was very enlightening.
And you know, it's funny with a lot of people, you know, especially on this show, we try and bring out new science or new technology or whatever it is, a new thought. And bridge the gap between people who know and people who don't know, and so I'm right in the middle, and I've always allowed for that space. I remember I was a young man in college actually, and we walked by somebody who was talking to somebody, but we didn't see anybody else there. And the person that I was walking with said, "Oh, he's totally crazy," and laughed. And I kind of laughed for a second too. And then I thought, you know, what if he knows something or is tapping into technologies or that we don't have available? And of course, nowadays I walk around with a headset in my ear talking to myself. You know, for all I know, he might have had that years ago. It probably was out, you know.
Well, I mean, it goes back for millions of years. You know, people have talked to other things that they can't explain,
right?
They can't show physically, or I mean, even in the Bible, you know, I mean, there's many people in the Bible that talked to a figure that knew things, and those things came forward and have changed mankind.
Well, there it is, and so I say, you know, maybe there is a technology that Terry has tapped into that we all maybe can, but we don't know how. We'll ask her here in a minute. But what I've always said to people is, like, you know, even if it doesn't really matter if you listen to the message.
Yeah, the message that I've heard is all about peace, love, and gratitude.
Well, I would expect that from the ambassador of love and peace. So let's bring her on right away, Lady Ashtar, Dr. Terry Simons, ambassador of love and peace for the Ascended Master Ashtar. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you and finally get to meet you. Actually, I got to meet you earlier. Well, I was about to say as Terry, but you're still as Terry.
Terry.
Yes, yes. And you look like yourself even. So could I ask you a question? Like, if I wanted to, you know, if I decided, I think I want to channel somebody. I mean, is that how it happens? You just like decide you want to, or it's a calling, or you hear a voice? What happened to you?
Oh, my story is a little different from other people. We all channel. all of us have an intuition, and we can look at our intuition or feel. Sometimes we get chills. Sometimes we kind of get that feeling that perhaps there's something, a message that's coming through. So we can all channel. It's the difference between me and what other people are doing is I work in an altered state. And as it came to me, I was not expecting it. I was a teacher. The call came to me in a classroom when I was showing the movie Julius Caesar. And there were two people walking up in robes. That was very similar to the story in the Bible where Jesus is healing the valley of the sick. As they started up, I heard Terry in a masculine voice. And on the other side where the hands were presented, I heard Terry in a masculine voice. And that was my wake-up call, and that's when it began.
Hmm. Okay.
Very different.
And okay. And all right. So what do you say to the people that are saying, you know, that just this is your alter ego, or this is your, your imagination, or?
I ask people, do you know that time when you're bantering with yourself, the good angel, bad angel kind of conversation? And most people will say, yeah, they've had that conversation. And I say, that's what this is. It's a thought that's coming in. It's a feeling or sensation that's just a little different than your own thinking.
Hmm. Why the different voice?
Different voice in what way?
During the channeling.
Because I work from an altered state. I actually go into a meditative state. And I lift up out of my body. And Ashtar will come into my body. And that's when he presents himself in a different place in my vocal cords. And it comes across as a more masculine tone. He is a masculine being in that he is in his etheric state. He's coming through as Lord Ashtar or the Ascended Master. So it comes through from a different place in my vocal cords.
Okay. So tell us who Lord Ashtar is, where he comes from, and why he's coming through you before we go straight into talking to him.
He is an ascended master as I channel him now. He is the ambassador of love and peace. I am, as he said, long, long, long ago, before I was an incarnate being, I was as a wife to him, when I took a vow that said that I would come to Earth and be his mouthpiece, if you will, his ambassador. And his whole point is to bring peace to the world. He wants to see the Earth become a solid space for we as Earthlings, as he says, to be here and support this planet and not destroy it as he did or his people when he was Venusian.
When he was Venusian, mm-hmm. From Venus.
From Venus.
Now, Venus is still there, so how was it destroyed? Like the civilization?
Yes, they had a very similar civilization to ours. This was eons and eons ago. There's no indication of life there now. You won't find it. He said that it was inhabited. They were very technological in their minds. They understood. They were very intelligent. And as a result, they were not taking care of their ecology. They were destroying their atmosphere. And as we were starting to destroy our atmosphere in the 50s, he came through some other channels. And they, in turn, were warning us about the Cold War and to, you know, run and hide. Well, that's not what he's saying now. Now he's saying, let's nurture the planet so that we don't, as Earthlings, as people here, that we don't destroy our atmosphere as the Venusians destroyed theirs, and they had to leave, some of which came to Earth.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
No, she's telling it all. Okay, so, but he's not here.
No.
He left you to do the dirty work.
I'm here to do the work.
On Earth. But he's alive somewhere.
No, he's in his etheric body.
You did say that. Okay.
Light body.
Okay. So
he says we all have light beings. We all have our higher self or our light presence.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. So we're going to actually get to witness. Those of you, do this now if you want to see it. You go to thejointstudios.com and you can watch Lady Ashtar or Terry turn into Lady Ashtar, actually. as she's channeling Ashtar. Have I explained that well enough? I mean, that works. Okay. So you're not going to get into state during the commercial, right? You're going to get into state as soon as we come back, right?
Yes.
Because you do it this fast.
I do it very quickly. Yes.
Okay, which is, it just is amazing. All right, that anything can happen that fast. That's smart. And we'll be able to ask questions, right?
Yes.
Is he going to have a message when he comes on?
Yes.
Oh, he will. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll be right back with Terry and Ashtar.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, this is Filippo, and this is exciting. I don't do this often, Scott. I don't know how often you say, hey, let's go channel.
I try to channel quite often.
Oh, do you?
I haven't been successful.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm super excited about this.
You know, actually, according to what Terry's saying, we probably do it more than we know. But her voice gets deeper. Mine goes really high. So I'm just kidding. All right. So with that, on your mark, get set, go.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a deep breath. And when I do, I go into meditation, which means I'll lift up out of my body. And Ashtar will come into my body, and he'll start talking. So are we ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Go. Give me a moment. Well, 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 my little ones, a beautiful blessing it is for you. In the space of love and light, ah, my little ones, the blessings are many. It's a beautiful time of love and growth, a time where it is that your hearts, they reach out into the universe and there is light. Beautiful light that surrounds each of you with love. A love that spreads throughout your soul and your being into your footprints, where it is that every step you take is a step of love. A resonation, a vibration where all of you can assist the world in its properties of peace and joy, of happiness and harmony, of love. It is a beautiful time to share with one another. So as it is that you are spreading your own hearts and that you are bringing the opportunity of world peace, recognize it is within each of you a vibration that you know, a vibration that is strong within you. Many of you like to find a way and a means by which it is to create, well, shall we say, a bit of mischief. I like that word very much. But it isn't mischief that we are seeking, but it is that of the joy and happiness that your hearts wish to bring. For if it is that you will bring this energy forward, you will find yourselves in a beautiful space where you too can become, the spark of love. My blessings to each of you, but my delightful hosts, they are saying to me, Ashtar, it's silence time. Let's talk. Blessings to you, little ones.
Thank you.
What would you like to talk about?
Welcome.
Now, my honor for you.
You talk about peace and love, and yet as much as so many of us see it and feel it, it seems like the majority of the world is not necessarily in that same space. So how does one know that the scales will be tipped to the vibration you're talking about?
Well, let me first talk about that of the unrest in your world. It is a very curious state. All of you, with that of the beautiful opportunity with your press, you learn very much information very quickly. Most of it has some truth based behind it. However, if you really look at the opportunity of the unrest in your world, you will see that it's primarily tribal, and it's based upon that of greed. You want what they want, and that has been the premise of all the, well, unrest in the world for all time. When it is that you're looking for the opportunity to spread love about in that place, it is, I would say to you, to honor yourselves and your hearts, to recognize it begins within you. If you are in a space where you believe in the potential of world peace, if you believe that you hold the key to the energy that's around you, to the opportunity where you can become the source of love, of peace, well, then it is that you begin to affect those within your circle and they within theirs, and well, you call it the process of the great snowball. Down the hill it rolls, getting bigger and bigger. But it is a time where each of you have the opportunity to share your hearts. Now, we're not talking intimacies, we're talking hearts. We're talking that of the opportunity to spread within your world great peace.
Now, in practical terms, as a matter of fact, just before I came to the show, a young lady was telling me about how she got a ticket from a policeman today. Mm-hmm. And as I was driving here, I noticed how there were three or four of them just in the short drive that I had. And I thought to myself, well, the more policemen, the more people are policed and the more tickets are given. And it just seems that things on the third dimensional planet are getting more and more difficult to share love. I have love in my heart and I can give love, but if everybody else is getting tickets or feeling unrest, then it seems not a loving place.
Oh, my little one, you are children in a beautiful playground, and all of you need a teacher. And so you find yourself looking upon the world around you, and you want to play as though there are no rules. You want to play as though there is no other human upon your planet by which it is that you must be conscious of and courteous toward. And so it is that, oh, all the great, shall we say, parents have created rules by which it is the children must live. You call them police officers, that would bring about the opportunity to correct a child that is perhaps run amok, and it is to place them in a space where others can be safe. So yes, that does seem to make it a little bit uncomfortable for the person that has, well, shall we say, traveled a bit over the speed limit, but then I should not be one to be conversationalized about speed. Woo-hoo! I travel at great speeds, my little one. But let's go back to this. It is about rules and about following the opportunity where it is that a segment of population, a very large segment of population, must live together. And as it is that you are living together in union, you do have rules by which to live. And when it is you misbehave and those, the parents, police in this situation, discover you, then it is that, well, you say there's a price to pay. I would say to you, follow the rules, my little one. Then you would not have a problem. Blessings for you.
I understand that. Let's get a little bit more specific. Okay. I'm talking about a police state. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about cameras everywhere. Yes. I'm talking about rules that seem to benefit the very few and not the many. Mm. I'm not talking about let's just all get along. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about taking money away from the people. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about things that are hurting the population and benefiting the few. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. And that the police are probably governed by the very few mm-hmm. for the benefit of the few.
Oh, well said. I followed that. Yes, that is true. And in your world, that has become very obvious. Oh, you have those that are referred to as the Illuminates or those that are called many things, but they are the powerful ones, those that are sitting in power. Having said that, yes, there are rules that are based upon their well-being. There's truth to that as well. A police state, well, yes, you could call it that, but it is really about a communion. When it is that your particular country was put into position, it was done by that of those with free will. Free will brought about a change in or an opportunity to practice religions of choice. And they brought about with them the opportunity to create a civilization in your country that it would be that would be based upon freedom. But then it is, yes, you have placed your cameras and you have placed people about that it is that are watching. And they are looking upon you, trying to, shall we say, observe, collect, and become, well, authorities, the few. And those of you that are trying to live and abide by the rules have found yourselves in a place where you're a bit in the fear that you'll be seen or found out or, well, you're trying to live by that of the state of communion. It isn't something that you need to be worrying about because worry only brings fear, and fear is a state that none of you can live in for very long. But if you will allow yourself to be in a place where you are living in your hearts, and you're living in love, and you believe that you have a purpose and that you can walk on this earth plane to create change within the rules and within the structures, you're going to find that the world that you live in is going to be a much more peaceful state. And so when you talk about that of a police state, it is very important to understand that if you police yourself, if you watch out for your own being and you take care of what's within you and your space, you will find that you can live peacefully together. Yes, there are those that are of the, well, greatest of wealth. Yes, they do run each of your countries and the world. That is very true. It is based upon their wealth. They have strength when there is wealth. But those of you that are very much sticking, well, staying within that of the confines of the rules of life, and you are loving one another, and you are sharing and compassionate for one another, you are taking care of your planet, one another, all living things, and you are acting upon the best interest of all living things, you will find that the police state will no longer be a necessity because you will take care of one another. Bartering will become more important, and it will be about the care of community.
And so if the few decided that they wanted to continue the wars or create bigger wars or a big world war, that it can be avoided by staying within our own communities or our hearts? How are you suggesting?
There are those in your world that are trying to create, I call it mischief. You can call it evil, you can call it destruction, you can use your terms. But in that state where it is that perhaps it is leading to what you would consider a world war, I will say to you that if each of you begins to present that, and you begin to present arms, and you begin to put yourself in a position where you are saying, I'm bolder and bigger. If you have a playground, for example, and two children are in the playground, and each of you are standing to each other saying, I'm bigger than you, you're bigger than me, I'm bigger, I'm bigger, I'm bigger, and then you start to throw punches, you're going to find that one of you is going to lose. But if you go into that playground shaking hands and saying, look, you have these strengths and you have these strengths, let's get along, let's talk about, and it's not just the can't we get along. It's about being in a position where you are using the ability to communicate in a way that allows for that of those that are in power and those that are of wealth. They are able to sit at a table and have a conversation that will lead to a prideful state where you are proud of one another's accomplishments, not that it is that you want the other person's wealth, the other person's mineral rights, any of these options, and I could list them. When you look at the idea of a war, a tribal war, a world war, unrest within your world, a world unrest, you have the potential of creating it because your brains are so powerful. And if you will look at the very aspect of the thought and the vibration of thought as it moves out into the universe, it creates. Your words create. Your hearts create. You are a vibration. The vibration you put out in sound and in thought are vibrations that are heard throughout the universe, not just within your planet or in your home, but in the universe. And these vibrations, they go out and they come back and they reverberate off of you. And so if you are sending out vibrations of unrest, you're going to help to create that. But if you are sending vibrations that come from your heart that speak in terms of a peaceful world and that are about that of creating conversation and communion that leads to power and strength within each individual being recognized for their greatness, then you begin to work together. And you do that through the presentation of vibration. So yes, if you are thinking in terms of love and you are presenting the opportunity of peace through your own actions, thoughts, verbiage, etc., you are in a position that you are able to then help to assist those that are in control to see on a higher level, a higher purpose where peace can be acknowledged. An example to that would be of recent, your North Korea. Through that of the opportunity of conversation and much world prayer toward peace, unrest had been settled into a state of, well, we'll say rest at least for the moment. And it will bring about that of an opportunity for more communication so that there can be a greater sense of peace. And this can happen throughout your world.
Hmm. We'll continue the conversation with Lady Ashtar when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention.
It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorotheDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and we're back. And we are talking to Lady Ashtar, actually Ashtar, through Lady Ashtar, otherwise known as Dr. Terry Simons, who is a doctor of ministry, and she's channeling him right now. He is far, far away and yet so close. Mm-hmm. And you know, I have been a vegan for 20-something years, and I just started eating fish. And I kind of am enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden I read, stop, you can't ever eat fish from the Pacific Ocean anymore because it's got radiation in it coming from Fukushima. Now, I know you spent time in Japan as Dr. Terry Simons, but I know, Ashtar, you've been there too. So mm-hmm. What can you tell me about my fish?
It's safe.
My fish is safe. Okay.
My blessings for you. All right. Here's what I can tell you. The great Fukushima power plant, yes, it did have a grand crack, and it did, it was quite disastrous. However, it is still yet in a situation that is, the water is pouring into the ocean. That's true. And it does have radiation in it. That's true. Having said that, there's a great scare tactic going on right now where it is that all of you are running for shelter. So let me put it into these terms. When it was that your Chernobyl had itself a great explosion and there was radiation running around your world, how many of you actually suffered from that in a percentage? Not so many. Well, the same is true with this of the Fukushima. It is a beautiful space where it is that a very disastrous accident took place. Had it only been an earthquake, there would have been a crack. It would have been a serious problem, but it wouldn't have been the leak of radiation. Had it not been for the tsunami is what caused the greatest devastation in that situation. There is currently leakage going on, but it isn't your press. Your press is a most interesting vehicle because it likes so much to share all kinds of information, true and not true. And of course it is that you all will read terrible stories about terrible incidences. How many of you read about the goodwill of a hero that rescued a fireman, that rescued a child or a dog out of the sewer? How many of you will take time to really rejoice in the happiness of a family in the park? You don't care about that. What you care about is what is fear. And so it is that your beautiful press, and it's a very beautiful thing. You need your information. You need to be aware. But it does breed fear. Fear will sell. Many of the beautiful politicians, those that are trying to, you would say foretell. Notre Dame, he was very good at foretelling. How much of what he said was true? But because he said that there was going to be terrible destruction and I could go on. He would say to you, beware, beware, run for cover. You'll buy that. But I'll tell you, you don't need to worry. That humanity is working toward bettering these situations. And in often cases, you will pick the worst situation to take a photograph of a situation that, yes, there might have been a loss of life. Yes, there might have been an opportunity for harm. But it was nowhere near as destructive as what they're trying to tell you. And so when you're looking in your your newspapers and on your internet and some of these other places that will tell you how terrible it is. They're breeding fear because fear sells. And if you can sell fear, you then have a marketplace. And it's all about money, like we were talking before. Money, it is very powerful. And so, as you are in this place and you're looking at your fish, my little one, first of all, yes, radiation is seeping into your ocean. Is there a mass murder going on due to it? No. Are there lives that were lost due to the Fukushima disaster? Yes. Many angels lifted up off the earth, and they were the teachers for you. And they told you to be aware of how powerful the nuclear plants are. They're not only powerful in creating electricity, but they are very powerful in the potential to destroy. And so it is now you have this leakage. Well, first of all, you're showing me that your government, to the best of their ability, is being very cautious about the fish you're eating. I do see that there is radiation that has been added to the area near Japan. Due to that of the flow of waters, the currents, yes, some of it will travel into your borders. But my little one, it's already there. And if you were to study the radiation in your air, radiation in your ground, and even some that sits in your granite countertops, you have it all around you. But you want to minimize it. And so I'm going to say make sure that it's tested if you're concerned. Be sure that you know that the food you're consuming is healthy for you. And then to recognize that when it is that fear sells, that you become fearful, then you're in a position that you are in its opposite position of love. Because to love means that you are willing to care for one another, to be a part of one another, to be that community. But when you are in fear, you run and hide. And you say, oh, no, 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 no. And you want to be the ostrich with the head in the ground. That will serve you not. You need to be out and enjoying your world. And so I'm going to say, be aware. Be knowledgeable, be cautious about the fear tactics, be aware that it is that you are in control of your space, that you have the ability to determine whether you want to be happy or sad. You have the ability to determine whether you're going to love or not. And if it is that you will take care of your physical body, your physical space, and that it is that's around you, and care for your fellow man, plants and animals, your world, you're going to find that it's not such a problem. Do you need to worry about the fish you're eating? I would say with that of just a hint of caution, no. And that's simply because the fish that you're consuming is being brought under the auspice and eyes of your government, which is taking care to be sure that it is appropriate for consumption.
Hmm.
That was a long sentence.
Well, now do you have some good feelings about the fish?
I feel better about the fish, yes.
It's good for you. Your body needs protein.
Oh, it does.
Many of you think that being vegan and vegetarian is good, and I won't say it is not because it is good. But most of you as human species, you were born to be omnivores. You need to have that protein in your body to support your blood. If the red blood cells are not strong, you become very tired. You want a nap. You want to take time to rest. You sleep more, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When it is that you consume protein in that of an animal form, then you are in the position to build your blood much more quickly. You can do it through proteins of that would be considered plant. However, when you're using the plant form to create a healthy body, you must also recognize that you must have the essential proteins, essential amino acids, in combination in order to create a useful protein. And most of you that are vegetarians and vegans do not practice it in, I would say, a very serious form. You practice it as though it is, well, let's see whether we can do this or not, and you're haphazard about it. And that's when it is that it becomes rather destructive to you.
Well, I wasn't going to go here, but since this has come up, you say that the food we eat, the government makes sure that it is healthy for us. But I happen to feel that GMO food and non-organic food, the pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and all of that, that the government is allowing and even fighting against any change there. I don't know that that's where I want to, I don't know that I just want to trust that the government said it's good for me to eat.
And you're wise. You need to use your own sensibility. That is true. And I will say to you that the GMO products that are being created are really being created for that of production, not for the use of the physical form. And that would be said true about pesticides and herbicides. Your bodies were not designed to consume those as well. You do want to make sure your food is prepared properly. And I will add that preservatives, you are not a factory by which it is the preservatives are supposed to be separated out. Your bodies don't know what to do with it. You wonder about the disease and the cancers and all the other things that are going on throughout the world, and why is it that it's escalating? Your food is no longer what it is your body's accustomed to. These bodies, as they will mature and evolve, and they are evolving, into a presence where they can consume some of these products. When you're eating an ear of corn, you want corn. When you're eating a tomato, you want tomato. And you want it as it was presented in that of the universal sense, God's presence here upon this earth plane. So you put yourself in a place that you are consuming products that are presented in its natural form. Your body knows what to do with that. Your government will tell you, and many of the other agencies will say to you, that that's okay. The bodies will absorb it and they will excrete it and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There is truth to that. But your bodies really don't know what to do with herbicides, pesticides, and preservatives. Yes, most of it is excreted. Yes, most of it is eliminated. But then I will ask you, how many people do you know that have liver problems? How many of you know people who are having intestinal problems, bladder problems? This is the area where those substances will lodge, and your body needs to remove it. It is very, very difficult for the body at times. Will it cause you to die? Probably not. But in the same sense, let me say that many of you are much more sensitive than you think you are, and your bodies have not evolved to the place where they can consume these. GMOs, in many cases, are very consumable, digestible, usable. But some of them are really designed only for productivity, not for consumability. And so, yes, you want to be aware of what you're eating. You want to be certain to rinse and wash your foods. You want to be sure that you are being quite aware of the products that come along with the package you purchase.
Hmm. Well, we're coming to the end of our time with Ashtar. It's time to say goodbye for now. Scott, did you want to?
Well, the stuff that just came forward, Ashtar, has been very enlightening. And it resonates with me so deeply and powerfully. And the knowledge that you bring into this world is beautiful and amazing. And I really appreciate spending this time with you. It's been deeply loving for me. So thank you.
My blessings for you, my little one, and for you as well. And to all of you that are watching, I say to you, many, many blessings from that of the universe and the source to bring to you your lives filled with that of love, and an honor to move forward with you and your families in a state of communion. My blessings. Andante, my little ones. Now I will let this one return. Just a moment.
We'll be right back.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, we're back. And, you know, I'm listening.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm still hearing it.
It's still processing for me. And some of the things that I heard and some of the things that I will probably replay to try to hear again.
Yeah. I'm going to want to listen to the show again.
Absolutely. You know, the part about fear really, really resonated with me.
I get that. I so get that.
The part about love, though, also resonated with me in a way that just seemed to really make sense.
I get that, too. You know, the fear thing, I wish I would have written it down, and I probably still can. I probably go onto the internet and look at all the movies that were presented just a couple months ago. And I remember it was surreal because I was sitting on on the subway actually in New York a couple months ago as I was there to perform. And as the subway train started slowly pulling out of the station, I saw all the posters come through the window one after another of the movies that were on the wall of the station. And each one of them was about fear. White House Down or something, right? And then something, I don't remember them, but it was like, really? I mean, every single movie that I saw on that, and the fact that it was, you know, that I could see them come through the, you know, faster and faster and faster, it was so surreal. It's like, I get it. I get what you're trying to do here, and it's not going to work, damn it.
So you weren't scared?
No, I wasn't scared, but you know, that, first of all, I didn't see any of them. I had no interest, but I didn't see any of them. But I know a lot of people have, because those movies made money, right? And so a lot of people did. So they got scared. But even just the suggestion, like, what if all those images that came through that screen, that little window on the train, what if there was a heart in one of them and a flower in another one and love on one and one in peace? I know that I would have felt differently. So on some level, of course it has an effect.
Well, I really believe that there's only two real emotions. It's fear and love. And everything is just a gradation of everything in between. So, you know, when people are trying to make money, when people are trying to sell products, you know, fear is a really big motivator. We spend a lot of time and energy devoted to the proposition of fear, propagation of fear.
Mm.
And, you know, I think we're opening up our minds and our hearts and, really our, you know, our wisdom to the idea that we can propagate love. And, love is, as Ashtar has told us, love is the answer and love is the way.
Of course, the other side of that is love, quote unquote, is used in the form of sex and sexy women or sexy men for advertising as well and selling as well. So
I think that, you know, in an immature sense of, you know, how we are as animals, you know, that can definitely sell products.
Yeah.
But as I think, as we awaken our hearts to the deeper sense of love, you know, that's really where we're touching into the future of our existence. And, you know, I'm really, really happy that that was brought forward today, and, you know, that we're going to be experiencing that more and more into the future.
And as we get there, first of all, we can eat more fish, right?
Absolutely.
And no, but as we get there, maybe the kinds of products we'll want to buy or we'll need or the amounts will be completely different than what we're experiencing now. You know, more food probably is thrown away in the world than maybe even is consumed. I mean, I don't know the statistics, but so much food is thrown away. I mean, don't forget about it, but feeding the hungry, that's just one thing. I mean, there'd be food left over to throw away after all the food that we would throw away if that would be given to the hungry.
Well, you know, the movement of food and the food to be in the right places at the right time, you know, that's obviously a really big logistical issue. You know, food spoils. You know, you can't stop the spoiling process unless you freeze it, and then you have other issues.
Yeah, no, there's that. But I'm just thinking, you know, I was in Italy a couple years ago, and they're showing this on the news that they were burning in a big pit all these fresh oranges that had recently been picked, because if they put all those on the market, then it would lower the price of oranges. So the price of oranges in Italy were really high, but because they were burning the excess crop, which nobody rioted, nobody stopped them from doing this. And that's, you know, why we talked about the powers that be, or the few that as Ashtar would say, are mischievous, or I think have gone mad.
Well, it's definitely mad behavior, but you know, hopefully in the end that burning process was done in such a way that it would not create a crash where the farmers of oranges were able to stay in business, be alive, and produce future oranges without going under. So, you know, I'm not privy to that situation, but I have a belief that you know, there was some purpose to it, and maybe it was to outrage somebody to make a change.
No, what a nice thing to say. You know what I think we should do? We should send the few a Trojan horse with Ashtar in it.
With you riding on top.
With me riding on top. Or a big birthday cake, you know, with Ashtar in it or something. I don't know. But so this has been, I got something out of this.
I did too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've, you know, I've opened my mind. I've expanded, you know, a ton of what I believe in the sense of channeling and understanding what it means for channeling. And, you know, the message, when it comes down to it, the message is love. And so how can you go wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, then what more can we say? Other than love, love, love. Cue the music.
I thought you were going to sing the theme to the Love Boat.
No, that was the Beatles. Anyway, so with that, first of all, thank you. I think you did a great job.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate
it. Yeah, you can breathe now.
I've been holding my breath the whole time, so I appreciate that.
That was great, and it was fun to do this with you. Mark Lisher will be back next week. With our guest. I already know who she is, but we're going to surprise you with it. So stay tuned. And we thank our guest, this week. Thank you so much for being with us today, and all of our friends in the studio. With that, we wish everybody a happy Labor Day, or a happy day, no matter when you're listening to it. And I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.